And then the whole thing about having a bad week, what could I learn from that? And how could I handle the stress? And it was funny because I was writing about it. And then I was thinking of my new song lyrics and always trying to pull a title from there. And I found it. It was How She Was Blessed. Which is funny because I was writing it and my friend...
That's one of the sentences. It's a beautiful sentence in the song.
Well,
I love when that occurs.
I was so upset about losing my computer files. And I wrote to my friend who has MS. And she says, honey, everything is recoverable if you have your health. And I thought about it. And I thought, you know what? This is a good lesson because I am blessed. I have my health. I have my music. And letting go of the art was maybe something I have to do mentally. And this was a way to help me understand that, I think.
What a healthy way to look at
it. I'm hoping. I'm trying. It's not easy. It's frustrating.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
No.
That's part of it when it's not easy. But yeah.
But my brainstorm was, I was thinking about how I really want to finish the book. I really want to do the audio.
Yeah.
So
my
brainstorm was, how about I do my performing like my audio book? Not long, but have little snippets from my book, like about Jason's story, and read it. Then sing the song, like when I perform. And I was just thinking that could be like, I'm thinking of like people that have had plays, like Lily Tomlin did something, or people do something.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. That's...
And that could be where I'm headed, where I'll do performances, but it's not just singing, it's speaking with my songs. But I do that at Borders. I talk a little, but it's more powerful when I read my writing because it's more crafted and it really is.
Certainly.
If I could do it without getting too emotional.
Yeah. And then you're combining the reading, which even works. I mean, it fits in with the Borders.
It
thing
does fit in with Borders,
too.
And if I had my book done, I could promote it and sell it.
Yes, Judy.
While I'm doing
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I know.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Oh, I better hurry.
Wow. Yeah. Judy, that's so powerful.
It's so powerful. It knocked me over. The thought came over me and I'm going, no matter what happened this week that was horrible, look, there's good things going on in my brain. It's fertile.
Yes, it is fertile. That's really something.
There's so many ideas I have. It's
that's
very
it. All
exciting.
Right, Judy. Well, we know that one came from on high.
On high.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, the thing is I really want to make it, but I'm not ready. That's what tells me I'm not ready. I have so much still to do. And when I'm done, then I can think about whether I make it. I have a lot going.
And it's still being honed. And so when you're still defining the product in a sense.
Exactly.
So you won't even know necessarily when you've made it until you are clear on what it is you're...
And as I get clearer, it's interesting because I haven't been writing as much. And this week I wrote this title of this post called How She Was Blessed. It fit into my song, which is my book. So even if I'm not writing the beginning or the middle, the ending is forming and I'm making material.
That's something. Yeah. It's just coming together.
It's coming together.
Into this.
It's amazing.
It's a multi-faceted, multimedia. You know, what the hell is it? What are you going to come up with another name for? But I can see it. It
it's
makes
happening.
Sense. It's that's great stuff. I just see people being touched. People... you know, being healed, being inspired, this whole thing, everything.
And usually I can't wait to record a song. It's like the greatest joy in my life.
Oh, I know.
I'm holding back. I'm waiting because I was trying to figure out an instrumental section. And it just, because the song came in short and I knew it needed, I could either start with a chorus, I could either add an instrumental that's a whole verse. And then it came to me, I need one more verse. So I have more writing to do. I'm going to write another verse. And I have ideas. But
it just shows the evolution.
It's evolution.
Because you went through that place, you know, where you were recording and you needed that season.
Yeah.
But now you know there's something else, so you're leaving space for
I'm leaving
and
space
it, you know.
And letting it develop and get better.
Yes.
Not rush.
Yeah.
Not rush it.
Awesome, Judy.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
That was today? Did you say that brainstorm came?
Yeah.
Today?
What about today?
When did the brainstorm come?
Today.
Today?
That's what you just said. Every time before we have a it must be your part of my storm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Judy, that is so awesome.
Thank you.
That's what it's about.
It's all so exciting. I love to share with someone who knows.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say
you're
so.
On to something. That much I know.
Yeah.
It's exciting to think. You can only imagine where it's going. I know it's going somewhere.
Dream.
I told you that before. I know it's going somewhere. You know, it's just interesting to see where. And I just know it's where it's going, the purpose, it's going to bless people along the way. People are going to be blessed. They're going to be touched and inspired along the way and at the destination, I'm sure.
Thank you. I need it, because even when the doubt creeps in, which is like poison, yes, I say, if like it goes nowhere, look at how happy I am. And I've learned so much. So, yeah. You know, I do tell myself that, because you can't, you know, there are no guarantees.
No, there aren't. But
let's hope.
I know it's going somewhere.
Thanks, Paige.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I find you?
I don't know. Maybe where that brainstorm came from.
Absolutely. I love it.